You're listening to the Morning Pre-Flight. I am Code Talker, and I'm joined by
Stuck Mike.
Joining me also in the studio is our meteorologist who's sticking around just for fun, Patrick St. John.
Just for fun.
Good morning. And our guest on this segment this morning is Wesley Perkins.
Morning.
Good morning. He's the producer of, well, the video editor, whatever you want to call yourself is fine with me, of a really great video on YouTube that caught the attention of quite a few high-profile EAA members, whether you know that or not, and those that work in headquarters. I know that people on the VP level included were very excited by your video that you shot for last year. And if you go to YouTube, you can find it just by searching AirVenture 2009. The first one that comes up. Last check, I know you had well over 900,000 hits. I haven't checked the total lately, but
I haven't looked for the week, but that's what it was before we left. So
I can imagine. So why don't you talk a little bit about the video and why you started shooting them? I guess because this last one is not the first one that you shot.
No, I've always enjoyed making videos, but I first started not. Without aviation, I made a video for school.
Sure.
A while back, but
what grade were you at the time?
I was a freshman in high school at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't very good.
But you all got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I went from there and just started shooting aviation. I started at a place called Recla in Texas. It's a really big fly-in. I made a video for them. They asked me to come back and do it twice, and then I had to stop because the attendance was so high that they couldn't keep up with all the food they need to make for everyone camping and everything.
So they didn't want any more promotion.
Right. That's it was enough promotion, so they've been using the same one since.
And so when did you first start coming to Oshkosh then?
The first one was in 1997.
And you've been coming every year since? Or
nope. This is our eighth year. Fourth year in a row, though.
Yeah. Okay. And do you shoot video every year?
Every year.
And how many hours? I know you're compiling lots of hours of video, obviously, even for what ultimately turned out to be less than a 6-minute video. But, you know, what did you shoot last year, for example?
It was about 7 hours of video.
I believe it. I know I've seen that you've posted some of the raw video as well as.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, when I'm trying to explain what Oshkosh is to someone, or what it means and what the actual AirVenture week-long event is, I point them to your video. I mean, it's really probably the best encapsulation of Oshkosh that I've seen.
Well, thank you.
If I were you, I'd walk it over to headquarters and sell it to them.
But, yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's been happening through the year, that the video's been selling itself to folks.
It really has. Yeah, like I said, it caught, I know that it caught the eye of some high-profile members that really... really enjoyed it.
So for people who haven't seen the video, talk about what's in
like,
it.
Like you, Mike?
Man, you just busted me so bad.
Don't worry, I haven't seen it.
Talk about what's in it. I mean, is it all basically music and pictures of pretty airplanes, or does it go further than that?
Well, I found that putting aircraft to music seems to catch people's attention. I like to do the raw video, too, because people enjoy that as well. But in the video, especially for AirVenture, I like to put a little of everything. Home built, basically, because that's what started the whole EA and AirVenture. Starts with home built, but I like to do showcase what's in Aeroshell Square. We didn't get to go over to the seaplane base last year. You probably noticed there's no seaplanes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on going tomorrow, but just throw a little of everything to give you a taste of what AirVenture is. Hopefully, to get more people to come because I like seeing all the people here.
Is it mostly airplanes on the ground, or do you have some airplanes in the air in the video as well?
Oh, almost all of it's flying, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I really think, by the way, you picked a really great track of music for it.
Thank
because,
you.
And one of the, personally, I like the song anyway, but it's really good because it has some slow moments and works out really well for the intro, and it builds up and gets...
What song is it?
Oh, it's The Killers, All These Things That I've Done.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which works really well for the track. You'll become intimately familiar afterwards, Mike. I'm going
to
show you this video.
Yeah, okay.
You will enjoy it.
All right.
It's very slick. So what are you using for equipment and editing? I know we conversed briefly via email, and I was surprised by your choice in editors just because, you know, so many people are using, you know, the real common ones, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, everything escapes me right now, and I know that our
Final Cut.
Thank you. Our assistant office manager downstairs is going to kick my butt because she's very much into video. She went to film school and whatnot. But so why don't you just talk a little bit about that?
I actually have a few cameras. My main one is the Canon HV30.
Mm-hmm.
It's really inexpensive for just a handheld HD camera, but it's is perfect for aviation. Does a lot of high frame rates, mm-hmm. so you can do a lot of slow motion footage, which I have in the video. For editing, I just Sony Vegas 8, just basic Sony Vegas.
Which I find amazing because it's really pretty good. The cuts are great. The video, as you said, for a consumer grade camera, that is amazing. It's real high def.
Yeah.
Really very clear. Some great, great slow-mo shots of the A380.
Thank you.
Taking off and banking right. And it's really slick video. I get goosebumps thinking about it. I'm geeking out here because it's really cool technology and really cool airplanes. So,
Mr. Talker.
Yes.
Well, I love it when you talk geeky.
He gets excited when I start going geek on him. But,
everyone gets all excited around here, especially.
Yeah.
It's too early for that. But, I really enjoyed it. What are your plans for this year on it, I guess?
Well, actually...
I'm certain you're shooting another video this year, so...
I am, absolutely. I actually put a lot more thought into this year's, hoping to better last year's. I don't know if that's going to be possible.
That's a trick,
but
yeah.
You got to one-up it. Definitely. Yeah, it's possible.
That's the problem with it. Creating a video that gets, you know, nearly a million hits. You know, how do I top this now?
Yeah.
But I right after last year ended, I already had a song picked out for this year. I won't release that yet.
Okay.
I've kept everything under wraps for that, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't blame it.
But I actually have a book, it's right outside, of things I need to shoot for this year to go into the video. I've already thought everything out, planned it all out.
Wow.
So
when did you actually start thinking, when did you start planning for this year? I mean...
Right after last year.
I believe.
Right when, as they updated airventure.org, I got to have that in the video. It'll look good.
Yeah, I can imagine. I got a hunch, just based on that statement alone, you're going to have a lot more raw footage than you have in the past.
Yeah, a lot more tapes this year, but a lot more.
So are you here for the whole week? Or
all week. We actually arrived last Friday, and we leave Sunday morning. We're not going to be here for Sunday, but
okay,
we'll see the majority of what's going on.
Good.
So when you are spending so much time behind the camera, do you find that you are kind of missing out on the experience? Do you need to, like, drop the camera and just... take it all in a bit so that you know you've been here?
Sometimes. That's a good point. A lot of people ask me that. What's good about AirVenture is the air show is 7 days long. So if you filmed something once, so like for Sean Tucker, for instance, I filmed him, I guess, Monday when he flew.
Yeah.
I probably won't film anymore because I've already got him, so now I can watch him.
Right. Or in the event of a retake, it's...
Exactly. I can do it again.
You don't have to pick the radio up and say, Sean, could you do that maneuver again, please?
Right.
Yeah.
So AirVenture is actually, compared to a lot of air shows, really easy to film because so much is going on all week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've found sometimes when you do look at the world through a camera lens, you kind of miss the world. You get the lens, mm-hmm. you kind of miss the world. So, great point about AirVenture, about the fact that you get to see shows multiple times, and because it is multiple days, you can sort of plan out, well, I'm going to experience this element today, I'm going to shoot this element tomorrow, or
right.
vice versa. So that's good.
So, when are you getting down to the seaplane base?
We were going to go this morning, but I don't know if the weather's going to support that.
It's perfect weather for them, I think, is with the sea and the water and all that fun, as nerdy as that sounded.
He just wanted to geek out on weather there for a minute. So.
I had to say that word.
Well, skies are clearing, and Pat, who is our staff meteorologist, has already kind of briefed us on the fact that we're in VMC now, and it's just going to get better. So you might be okay to shoot down there today.
Yeah, well, if we couldn't go today, I've got all week. So
ask exactly. Pat for permission.
Why?
Huh? To go to the seaplane base weather-wise?
Do I have permission?
Oh, yes.
Seaplane?
So I think you do.
Okay.
I'd say you're approved. I'll have to write a teacher's note for you.
Where is this going?
I don't have any idea.
Terrible.
Weather-wise, Pat will tell you.
Yeah.
He's not quick on the uptake this morning because he hasn't had enough caffeine.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's still three quarters full.
Okay.
So how much time do you actually spend cutting that video? Because, 8 hours of video, you know, even or 7 hours of video plus that you had last year has to take an enormous amount of time, you know. Do you end up watching all 7 hours just to say, okay, what did I get? Or do you have that in mind, you just skim through it and find your cuts?
For the most part, I can actually remember while I'm shooting what looks good and what I probably want to use.
Okay.
The rest of it, I guess, is fluff or filler that I'd put in. But
it looks like a lot of thought and content, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah. But it takes so long to put it together. Well, I guess about a week of working on it.
like
not too bad.
A week of 8-hour days or a week
no,
of...
No, it's probably a week of 3 hours or so. By the time I'm done with it, I'm sick of it, to be honest with you, because I've seen it so many times.
Having done some lengthy audio productions, I can fully appreciate that statement. By the end, it's just like, I don't want to hear this anymore. I don't want to look at this.
But so. I've only... I mean, I've seen it probably 100 times on YouTube, but my father... He's seen it, I don't even know how many times. He's probably added 200,000 views to what's on.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, proud Dad. I don't blame you. I probably added at least 20 or 30 views, so yeah, don't feel bad, Pops. Well, thank you for joining us today, Wesley.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Morning Pre-Flight. This is EAA Radio.